on today's show. We're giving away $100, and we're doing it in a different way today. 20 questions is the game that we will play with you. Social Media Lounge might get it. Strap it on. I hope you guys do. But if you don't, this might have an opportunity for everybody who's listening back in the podcast and listening later on YouTube, channel TTR Studios. You might have a chance to win as well. So you guys are hoping that the Social Media Lounge cannot figure it out. But as far as the laughs go, we've got Potts stepping it up in the grocery store. We've got requests at the bar that made me feel like an ass. Why in the world would you pay for porn? And the pool jacker. We've done the lobby jacker, and now we've got a pool jacker. It's all coming up next, folks, so strap it on. It's time for Looch Dog in the Morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made Amaze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. All right, let's do this thing. We're so pumped up and ready to go. We got the whole crew in studio ready for you. So welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. We got a lot to do today, a whole lot going on, and your chance to win right here from TTR Studios. Belly Matt LaBelle, what's up, dude?
Good to be here, oh, as always.
Glad to have you, and of course in studio as well, TV producer extraordinaire, Braxton Blue. Hello, my man.
How we doing?
We got Maddie Potts across the way. Are you ready, Daddy Potts?
Greetings and salutations.
Let's do this thing. You guys are all ready for your own cash, so why don't we just give it to you right now? 20 questions. No, I'm not going to lead off like that.
No,
but this is going to be a fun one today. I have a person, place, or thing that is either real or fictional in my head. You guys are going to get 20 questions. Yes or no questions. Social Media Lounge. Your questions will be asked by my crew here. Belly.
That's me.
Ah. Potts. And of course, okay. Braxton Blue.
So wait, can the Social Media Lounge pipe in questions?
No, they
for
may
Belly
not.
To ask?
They can to
if
you guys.
They can send in questions.
They can if they want, but it's up to you guys, whichever questions you ask. So you guys are their voice today. Social Media Lounge, thank you for hanging out. Good morning and welcome to you. Braxton Blue, what are we serving in the Social Media Lounge today?
Oh, we're going to have some Bloody Marys in there this morning.
I'm down.
With
Ooh.
All the fixings. Fine. Fried chicken, bacon, jalapenos.
Fried chicken.
Did he just
that.
Say fried chicken, Belly?
Yeah, he did.
Have you ever,
I'm not against it.
Well, you're a bartender. Do you ever do fried chicken with?
Heck no.
What the hell are you talking about, Brax?
You've never seen that?
Is that normal? I assume it.
I've seen Bloody Marys with sliders on top. So,
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's the marinate way, right?
Damn straight.
All right, let's get into the show. We are going to have some fun with you. We're going to do the giveaway in the third segment. So,
start with the pool.
You want to start with the pool jacker?
Yeah, we got to start with the pool jacker.
All right, well,
that's a story. You got to start with it.
So Wegmans opened up next door to us, and this is a global show. So if you don't know what Wegmans is, it's a city that also acts as a grocery store. I mean, am I right?
Yeah, it's got everything.
It's an indoor city, okay? And the food there is like Whole Foods quality with Walmart prices. I don't know how they do it, but it's like, and I'm talking about like J. Crew clientele. Like you could meet someone at
Very
Wegmans.
Very keto friendly.
Very keto friendly. You can find anything you want, but it's very
not from what I saw Braxton eating last week.
I showed him the picture.
I was expecting it to come on the show today, so I'm glad you saw it before.
Scroll up that same conversation. You'll see your picture. You can show that
straight mac and cheese, dude.
It's you crushing
You're
the mac and cheese.
Massive disappointment.
So basically, you all know we talked about the keto diet last week, and so we wanted to go. And there's this brand new Wegmans. It's like a super center. With unbelievable food. They've got DJs going on in the middle. They've got like, what they're passing out, what, flank steak?
Flank steak.
Free samples of flank steak.
Yeah, it was great.
Wine tastings. All just while you're shopping. I mean, it's awesome.
I had every free sample to offer to me. I just say yes to
Potts,
every free
Belly
sample.
Potts Belly was just a kid in a candy shop, literally.
That. I was going to say, it sounds like a place I wouldn't even have to steal food at.
Yeah. Well, dude, you hit us with the funniest video, and we're going to show the people, and that's where this is going. But we're going to take a little bit of a dilapidated path to get there. So what happened was we all went and we took the one wheels and the bike, the Rad Mini. So all we have is backpacks. We're not going for like big time shopping. We just want to go check it out. I mean, I'm talking, it's a stone's throw. Like, I could hit a baseball to this area, maybe, in my heyday. Brax.
False.
It's close by. But anyway, we go over there, and I mean, you should have seen. We told Belly, Belly, we're going to follow you, because the look in his eyes was like a kid searching for a Christmas tree.
Well, that,
like an actual Christmas
that,
tree.
That, and I'm much more direct when I'm going somewhere. You one-wheelers just ride wherever
No, that's true. But I'm talking about when we got into the grocery store. We were following you, and you were nothing but direct. You were like, just like, just looking around, just a big grin on his face. All this food. Pots, there's all this by the pound food? What is that?
Yeah, you just food. It's, you know how it is, Pots, where they have like the same thing as a salad bar, except it's got hot food at it, where you pay, then they
Whole
put
Foods
it on
has
there.
It.
Right.
Yeah, Whole Foods for sure has it.
So we order, it's the first time we've ever been there. I'm loading up my to-go box with mac and cheese and some sliders.
It was mostly mac and cheese and rice.
I had meat in there.
He had one chicken wing in there.
No, but under the rice, I had some steak.
I
made this huge thing of like hot food that you can just then take back to our place in 3 minutes and eat it.
Yeah.
We all had a to-go box of this.
Yep.
So we're one-wheeling back, and Belly's on the Rad Mini, and we get back right underneath our apartment complex. We're on the first floor. So, like, as we were about to come up to the, like, the breezeway where you can walk to our door, it's outdoor hallways, the same guy from Friday's story who yelled down to me about the dog, "Yeah, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm about ready to beat some ass." Thanks, guy. I almost got my ass beat. He is screaming. Can you explain what you heard?
He just starts yelling. We don't really hear what he's saying. And then he comes, he's on the third floor where we live on the second. And I'm not even like down. I beat them home. I was up on the second floor right in front of the door waiting for Luch to come back. And then he just comes running down the stairs, like sprinting down.
The neighbor.
Yeah, the neighbor. And he's like, "Some dude just out there."
And they're like, "What? What are you talking about?" Now, I heard what he yelled off the balcony. You have to remember, 3 days ago on Friday, 3 days ago to this story, on Friday, I was the one who was like, "What the hell's that noise? I'm going to find it with my one wheel." And then within 30 seconds, it stopped. So you know your boy upstairs was like, "Oh, thank God, neighbor downstairs, way to go, me." Mm-hmm. He's loving me. Because I stopped the horrible, horrible, right?
Yeah.
So as we get back on the one wheels, dude, Pots, they're up there on their balcony. And dude goes, "Yo, dude, some dude's jacking off in the woods. Go fucking get him. He's jerking off to the kids at the pool."
Whoa.
And at this point, like, my cape comes out of my shirt. I am now like one wheeling Superman. And I'm like, "Yeah, let's go get him, because I'm going to do something about it." But whatever. I was like, "Fuck it." And I started rolling.
That guy would have, if he caught him, would have beat his ass.
That guy
and then
who
you
came
would
down,
have been an accessory.
I would have been an accessory. Sure. I would have been even talking like, "Yeah, that's right, motherfucker."
We should have been standing by like, "Yeah, get him. Get him.
You just got knocked the fuck out."
You guys been down for 20 minutes and Luch like kicks his foot.
Right. You got. So I went around the whole time, and I must have been out there. There's a guy on foot. The dude upstairs' brother went sprinted down past Belly and Brax. He's on foot. I was like, "You take that way. I'll take that way." Meanwhile, the lifeguard is just chilling at the pool like, "You guys,
he's a kid.
You
he
guys
know
good?
What to
he's
do.
A kid." The funny part of the story, no, we didn't find anybody. And it was apparently what happened was it was like a Hispanic dude and a big black T-shirt and long jeans that go like capri style jean shorts. And apparently my boy upstairs was just, our neighbor was just out, like he was smoking a cigarette in his apartment.
No, on his patio.
No, he had his patio door open just so the smoke wouldn't stay in the apartment.
Okay.
Only his feet were outside on the patio. So this guy jerking off in the woods, remember we overlooked the pool and there were some females down there. So this guy is down there in the woods jerking off, and like my boy upstairs sees it, and this guy isn't seeing our neighbor because only his feet are out the door. So my boy's like, "What is this guy doing?" And then all of a sudden, he lifts up his shirt. The guy in the woods, he lifts up his shirt like to his nipples, and he's holding his
chest,
and he's holding his dick in his hand, and he starts stroking it. And my boy is like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And just starts chasing after him. So no, we didn't find him. But Potts, the funny thing about this story is that,
who do you think had the keys to the apartment?
Keys to what apartment?
Ours.
No one, I guess.
Luch. The Superman riding around miles away.
I just realized Potts can't see us on the camera. I don't think he can see me.
I can see you.
Can you see me? I had the keys. So we had all this delicious, amazing food. These poor two dudes had no idea even why I just took off. They didn't hear what the guy above said. All they saw was me take off, the guy upstairs sprinting down the stairs, and then they're like, okay, what's going on? We must have been gone for 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, we were
and they're just sitting there. They can't get in my apartment. They're holding this delicious hot food. I had no idea. So were you guys mad at me?
And it's really funny. It's really funny because he comes back and he's like, oh, so you guys just decided to wait for me to come back? Yeah. You didn't go upstairs? And we're like, Looch, you have the keys.
Sorry. That's my bad. So, yeah, that one's on me.
But, I mean, I can't blame you. You got to chase down jackers and beat their ass if you can catch them.
I think that's more your style. Like, Potts, what would you do if you caught that guy? Would you kick some ass? I don't know how to beat ass.
Yeah, I would.
I mean,
yeah, I would. I mean, in a situation like that, it's like kind of going back to my nightclub days where I just, like you said, the cape comes out. I used to have, in my 20s, I had no fear. And I had got my ass kicked a couple times at the club. I got jumped a few times and I got thrown from a moving car. I got kicked and stomped on to where, and I blacked out and woke up underneath the car. I mean, it was like, whatever. But, the thing is I am scrappy and I love to fight. I'm just not a good fighter. So in that situation, you can't be scared to get your ass kicked. And I never was, but, yeah, I mean, sure. I would like to be the hero and then go to the pool and be like, got him, ladies.
If those girls weren't underage, though, that's the thing. They look like they're younger, probably that's just out of high school.
Yeah, it wasn't right. It wasn't right at all.
Of course, never right, no matter what age those girls
are. Well, that can take us into the question that Brax, I don't know which one of you two said it, before we went live here, about 30 seconds to going live, and somebody was like, who the hell pays for porn?
Well, it doesn't make sense. The guy just is out there jacking it for free in public. Instead, he could just be at home beating it.
Now, you know that there's a psychology behind that where the worrying of getting, the anxiety of getting caught
is exciting,
is part of the arousal.
Well, he got caught.
Oh, he got caught. But I forget what show it was that I saw where the guy, I don't know if it was fictional or real. I believe this was a fictional show. And the guy who was doing this got caught by somebody like us in this situation who's like, you fucking loser. And like, and the guy was like, yeah, well, you know what? How would you deal with it if the only thing that aroused you was beating off in public? Like, wouldn't that be kind of a nightmare to you? I mean, I know that's fucking sick and that's disgusting. But just for a second, take a second to think about if that was...
Put yourself in the shoes of a person who can only jack off in public.
I'm saying that. No, I'm not saying in front of kids, and I'm not saying it's right. All of it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's all wrong and disgusting, and yeah, I agree. But if that is you, that is a living hell. Because... Go ahead.
I'm watching this great series with Billy Bob Thornton. It's on Amazon. It's called Goliath. They just got into season 2.
Very good.
And one of the guys, he's a billionaire, and his fetish is he has to jack off to amputees rubbing lotion on their stubs. I don't know if that's the politically correct way of referring to it, but so and this goes back, you're talking about psychology, this goes back to a lot of things that are happening in your childhood. He had a sister that was an amputee, and the mother would always rub lotion on her, and he knew that all of her love was being given to the sister. And as he grew up, it translated to him only being able to masturbate and get any kind of sexual pleasure from amputees rubbing lotion, to the point where this guy was a billionaire. So he had a TV screen in his house. On the other side of the TV screen, it was just like a double-sided mirror, was a kitchen that was a replication of his childhood kitchen. And he would have real life amputees in this makeshift kitchen in his house. And it was like he was watching TV, and he would on a PA system, give them direction. And he would even have the music to the cartoons that used to play in his childhood of what he was watching when he was a little kid while this was happening. It's the most fucked up thing. But fuck, I mean, this is
Brax,
I mean,
is
true.
Freaking out, Potts. Brax, what?
Dude, what the fuck?
I mean,
yeah.
That's taking it so far.
But that's a
good
example.
When you're rich, you can do stuff like that. But I mean, this is, But that's the thing is, if the guy was rich, he probably wouldn't be out at a pool doing it. He would probably be like hiring people and whatever. But you know, that takes a shitload of money, obviously, to do something like that and to hire amputees to do that.
Man, but not everyone's rich, so I guess they have to.
That's a great point. Like, not everybody has the money to be able to do that. And can you imagine if that exists, Belly? That exists where, like, that's not like, I feel like just going down a path. That is a mental. I don't even want to go with disorder, but like, there is so much ingrained. That disorder is the word that comes to mind. Right.
And they say like child, child molesters or whatever, like they get thrown in jail and some will say, don't let me out. I'm going to do this again. Yeah. I cannot control myself.
No, it's scary.
There's nothing I can do.
It's a really scary thing. I know Belly doesn't do well with that because I know we had neighbors and you shouldn't.
It makes me, I just get fired up about any kind of making people uncomfortable, like invading people's personal space and not just invading, but like making that safe space unsafe. Now
you're robbing me of,
you're robbing me of comfort.
Yeah.
You're robbing someone of comfort. That to me is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Why don't you
just
tell us about the guy at the bar who did that to you? We have nothing against the homosexual community. Nothing at all.
I was very flattered at this. I saw him again yesterday at the banquet event.
Did it happen again?
And then last night I saw him.
And in the gay guy's defense, Belly's eyes have made me want to jerk off.
And I also, to be fair,
gorgeous
fall
eyes.
Into I also, to be fair, fall into a lot of categories that fit a bear. You know what a bear is?
Oh, you would be a bear?
Yeah,
I think that's just a burly gay man. Is that right?
Burly, yeah, basically. Yeah. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
The brawny man on the other side of the team.
So there's this very flamboyant man that's staying with us right now. He's a very nice guy.
He works at a hotel bar.
Very open about, like, yesterday was the perfect example, so I saw him again. He comes in the first day and he goes, "Hey, daddy." And I'm not exaggerating his gay tone. It's just how he speaks,
He's very flamboyant.
And he's very flamboyant, but he's now specifically calling me daddy that's all he's calling me, and that's all he's called me the entire time he stayed with us. And it's fine.
But Belly started this story with Luch. Luch, dude. I think now I know what it's like for like a female bartender to get harassed. I get it now.
I only got it for an hour. Female bartenders get it every time they work.
Dude, like, I mean, that's the thing. It's one thing to be flamboyant or gay or whatever, straight, whoever you are. That's fine. That's your choice.
On the same night, I had another situation.
But once you take it to a point where now you're putting that on me.
Yeah.
And I have no way to get out of it, especially because I'm at work and I'm in customer service as a bartender, if that's Belly. Like, that's where the line is drawn. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a gay guy doing that. If it was a girl doing that to you, calling you daddy, I think that probably would have been, well, probably a little awesome, but a little bit uncomfortable too, because that's not the appropriate time for it, right?
No. Well, yes and no. I mean, yeah, it's to me, daddy's a weird thing to say to anyone. So.
I feel weird calling him Daddy Potts. Okay, that's weird.
That's fine because it's in reference to the fact that he is a dad, not because I am going to be so good at a sexual favor that I am now your daddy, which is very fucking weird. And obviously, this guy had some issue along the line where he just likes calling people daddy. And then then last night he comes up to the bar, he sees I'm leaving, he goes, you can't leave. And I go, whoa, I'm sorry, but I'm heading out. And he's like, well, you come here. Have to have my guard on this point. I get close and he's like, just shoves a $10 bill in my pocket and he goes, it pays to be hot.
Oh.
And thanks for making my weekend.
Luch Dog in the morning. He also told Belly that he would eat him up with a spoon.
He would eat me up with a spoon.
I bet you never heard that one before.
I told him it was not fair because he also told some other man at the bar, and I was like, if I'm not your only one, I can't be it at all.
Well played. All right, when we get back, we are going to do... Yeah, we'll do requests at the bar. I had a band call me out on the microphone and make fun of me just in front of the entire bar. And I'll tell you guys that story next. Luch Dog in the morning.
At LITMRadio.com.